Summer Game Fest is coming this Friday, so we wanted to do a quick video about what we are expecting to see at the show.
Yeah, these are not necessarily our full predictions, like, oh, it's a lock, it's definitely going to be there, but it's an interesting show in that you can kind of read the tea leaves and make some informed insights into, like, oh, there's a good chance that that will be there, or there's also a good chance that this thing won't be there. So I think we want to go through, like, what might fall into both of those categories here. But it is just, like, part of this very busy week that we now have, where we're recording this on Monday. Tuesday is the State of Play. There are all these other showcases from, like, big to small that are happening over these next kind of, like, 10-ish days or so. So it's like, yeah, I mean, something could be in a Summer Game Fest. It could be in a State of Play. There's just so much that is happening. I think it's going to be a really exciting time of just a lot of things happening, at least.
Yeah, it is June announcement season for video games. And even though we lost, like, the big E3 time, you know, show many, many years ago, it feels like people still have, you know, stuck to the timing of these 2 weeks in June and early June to make these announcements. Obviously, the timing is optimal because if you have something to share for the rest of this year, like, June is the optimal time to talk about it, which is why this show is at this time frame. But you're right, there's, like, so many other things happening, whether it's been announced or not. There are going to be other announcements around this June time frame. So, yeah, these are not predictions or anything like that. But again, it's just like we kind of have, you know, educated guesses on what might be there. Summer Game Fest is also becoming more and more attractive as a place for people to announce things. You know, it's this huge thing that reaches so many people. It's a thing that, you know, a lot of companies want to be a part of. So it has grown a lot in popularity over the years since it first started. So definitely going to, I think we're going to see some big things in Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, it's like Jeff Keighley is competing with all of these other showcases to get the biggest announcements. And I think maybe a few years ago, it was like, oh my gosh, all these first party things, like, that's, if you had a game, like, that would be the top wish, is to get into all of, you know, get into a State of Play, get into a Nintendo Direct, get into the Xbox Game Showcase. But now, like, there is a lot of positive things that are benefiting Summer Game Fest. And most, first and foremost, like, it is the biggest multi-platform show out there versus, all right, if I'm in the State of Play, I'm reaching PlayStation fans. But if my game is multi-platform, I still have to do the work of informing all of these other people who might play the game on a different system. So he's just able to reach this very broad audience from day one, which really does, like, link up with these new development trends of, like, we just need to put these games out as many places as we can because, oh my God, they're expensive and we need to recoup this investment at all costs. And we've seen people like Square, who had this, you know, exclusive strategy before, to be like, yeah, that doesn't work. We got to be everywhere. So guess what? The beneficiary of that is Jeff Keighley. At the same time, this show just continues to grow. Like, yeah, this is like Jeff Keighley's, like, one of his true talents is to find a way to just find new audiences for his shows. And a lot of that is international in nature. Like, I think he just today announced some partnership with, I think it was Bilibili in China.
Chinese YouTube. Yep.
To reach audiences in China. But I don't think he's ever, for the Game Awards and Summer Game Fest, every year they continue to grow by, like, pretty significant margins.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it's a multi-platform show, but you're also reaching this giant audience.
Yeah, and I think people see that. Like, publishers see that, and it's like the numbers don't lie, you know? So yeah, there is an actual, like, data of, like, this works. And if we want to get our stuff out to the biggest audience, like, this is the best, like, shotgun approach to get your stuff out there. Yeah, later on, you can do some more targeted stuff towards different platforms or whatever based on, you know, your game or what you think what audience is going to be mostly interested in that game. But for the first announcement, it makes so much sense for people to just put it in a show like Summer Game Fest and just get it out to as big of an audience as you possibly can. So, it's a very attractive thing.
And he's very good at selling that in to game companies as well. Like he goes on these road shows and he used to come and visit us at Nintendo as well. And we would be in these meetings and he would basically give us the sales pitch for Summer Game Fest and the Game Awards of like, here's what it is. Here's what we're doing. Here's how huge it is. And he's got big numbers and like big data to back up everything that he's saying. So again, this is something he's truly very good at.
Yeah.
As we start to think again about like what could be there, there are these interesting trends of companies that have really hitched their wagon to Jeff Keighley.
Yeah.
And over the last few years have historically given a lot of their big announcements to him. So one really good example of that, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later on in the video, is Capcom, where they're no longer super aligned for these first big reveals with a platform specific showcase, and they give a lot of that to Jeff Keighley. So you can make some informed decisions about like, if Capcom has something more to show, there's a good chance that it's going to be there.
That's not sort of Capcom's first step in talking about something. And then later on, they have more things to like go into deeper details, whether that's on their own channels or wherever else. But we have seen time and time again, year after year, that they have really been focused on like first reveal of something big has been at a Jeff Keighley show, whether it's Summer Game Fest, whether it's his Gamescom live show, whether it's the Game Awards, like they have sort of hitched their wagon to that. So can make some informed decisions about Capcom. There's a few other companies that do the same, that have a reason to do the same because they are multi-platform, because they want to reach this huge audience. But that just like some informed decisions that you can make. Generally though, you know, there's some general expectations to keep in mind. Like this is a very long show.
Sure is.
We were just talking take your bathroom break before. We were just talking about earlier, like we used to do this live reaction to this 3+ hour show. That was crazy. Why did we do that? But it is a really long show. There's probably going to be some downtime. There is going to be ads, okay, in the show. So there's going to be a difference between like, you know, announcements that no one has paid for and ads that somebody has paid for. So there's two kinds of things happening within this show, which is very typical for all these shows, obviously. But, you know, the substantial reveals and announcements, those are not paid for. And those will, we expect to see those in the show.
Well, why don't we just touch on that a little bit more? Because that's something on everybody's mind. And honestly, like, this is something that, like, we both think, like, Jeff should probably be a bit more transparent about how this all works, because I think there's a lot of people who just say now like, oh, so everything at these shows is just paid for. And again, last year when it was, oh my, I've almost completely forgotten the name of that. Highgard, was that Highgard, the game?
Yeah,
how quickly that came and went. It was like, oh, so they just paid for the last spot of his show. If Jeff Keighley just let every spot of his show be like, oh yeah, goes to the highest bidder, he would have an awful show that nobody would want to watch. So he has editorial control of saying, yes, I want this trailer. No, I don't want this trailer, of putting together the most attractive show that he can. Yeah. But he does also have some spots that it's like, yeah, we can let you into the show if you want to pay some money. And a lot of people debate, like, is that good or bad for the industry? But this perception that everything in the show is available for purchase is just not true.
That's not true. And he does, like, whatever you want to say about Jeff, of course, he's a human that has flaws and whatever, but he does do the work. Like, we've seen it, like, firsthand. He will do the work. He will go to these studios. He will play these games. He is, like, evaluating these games. And sometimes his tastes don't align with the general public, which probably is an example of what happened with Highgard. Like, I think what happened is he went and saw this game and was like, this rocks. But then no one else thought so. So that's just like, you know, one person's taste is different from another person's taste. Doesn't mean that it was a paid spot. I do agree with you. Like, you know, on YouTube as content creators, we have to disclose when things are an ad. We have to use like specific language and have like disclaimers and stuff like that. So we're not you know, confusing people as to what is an ad and what is something that we're not paid for. So like, shouldn't he do that too? Like hashtag ad on the thing that on the trailer that is not editorial. Sometimes, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Sometimes you can tell really easily, but sometimes it is a little confusing for people, like what is paid for and what isn't. So he definitely should be, I think, more transparent.
Yeah, I just think it's one of those false narratives that that a lot of people, like, they don't know. So it's like, yeah, I guess this is how it works. And it's actually not how it works. It seems like it would be in his best interest to come out and say, here's actually how it works.
Yeah. But I don't think anyone would fault him. That's not our responsibility. That's up to him.
Right.
So speaking of ads, Nintendo, that's the big question that all of you are probably thinking, like, will they be there? Will there be some editorial Nintendo announcement within Summer Game Fest?
Will the Ocarina of Time remake be at Summer Game Fest?
That reveal be in Summer Game Fest? So the answer is no. Nintendo does not like to participate in these kinds of shows. They used to. We did a few reveals at the Game Awards in the past.
But it's been a while since they really had much substantial.
Exactly. It's been a long time. They have not had really any sort of reveals, any sort of editorial placements within either any of Jeff's shows, whether it's Summer Game Fest, whether it's Gamescom, whether it's the Game Awards. But Nintendo does like to do ads within this show. So you can't expect to see like Switch 2 ads.
Maybe for Star Fox, since that is, again, kind of like more of a like hardcore gamer kind of game that really is in line with the Summer Game Fest audience. But as far as like actually giving new information, new reveals for really like big impactful upcoming games, that's probably not what you're going to see, because like more and more Nintendo just wants to have the stuff on their own channels, on their own platforms, you know, whether that's a Nintendo Today or a Nintendo Direct, however.
Yeah.
It's like we can own that moment and really drive eyeballs to our platform. So that's what we like to do.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't like to share the spotlight. And at Summer Game Fest, obviously, you're sharing the spotlight with lots of
and again,
games
like last year, Jeff shared some graphic of like, oh, here's all the partners for Summer Game Fest. And there was like a Switch 2 logo on there. So people like jumped, oh my gosh, the Switch 2 news is happening. And it's like, I think it was just like, they gave some money to run an ad. So they ended up on here.
Right.
If that I haven't seen that infographic for this year. If that happens again, like just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Know that it's not that they're a partner in terms of revealing new information. They're a partner because they paid money to have a ad slot within Summer Game Fest so they can run an ad.
A lot of ways to be a partner with Jeff Keighley. Yes.
A lot of ways. Yes.
In terms of something else that's unlikely to be there, GTA 6, there's a lot of rumblings of like, oh my gosh, the next trailer, it must be coming out soon. It's probably not going to be at Summer Game Fest.
They're very similar. Rockstar is very similar to Nintendo, ironically, where they also really like to own their own stuff. They have that the same mentality as Nintendo. It's like, we're so big on our own. We don't need anyone else to be a platform for us. We are the platform, you know, for ourselves, because we release a trailer and it gets like hundreds of thousands of millions of views, you know? So they're the same. They're very much into like owning their own stuff, their own announcements. They probably want to avoid Summer Game Fest because they're like, yeah, we'll just do it on our own time, on our own timeline later on when it's good for us. Like, we don't need this show. So they're kind of like, we're too good for them mentality.
Yeah. And that did happen. Remember when the most recent trailer for the game came out, it was like right around the time of the Game Awards.
Yes.
So again, they're just like, yeah, like we can belly up and we can go head to head with any of these things and stand on our own.
Right.
And you know, we've already seen this phenomenon of all the games wanting to get away from GTA 6. And again, like a lot of people seem to think we might be getting a trailer soon, but I would be pretty surprised and even shocked if it was at Summer Game Fest.
I agree. I think if they even do a trailer, which they don't really have to at this point, honestly, like they could just release the game and sell hundreds of millions of copies. I mean,
it'd be good to know a little bit more about it. But
they don't, truly, they don't have to, honestly.
They don't,
I mean,
they don't
yes,
have to. No, they
it
don't
would
have
be
to.
Nice.
Yeah.
But they probably think the same thing. We don't have to do anything. Like, we got this. So they're like, we'll do it when we feel like it. So, yeah. So that's probably unlikely to be rearing it ahead at Summer Game Fest as well.
Okay, let's talk about some things that we do think have a shot to be there. And why don't we start with what could be potentially one of the really more exciting things that could be there, mm-hmm. which is the third installment of the Final Fantasy VII Remake series.
Yes, so this has been like heavily sort of talked about. I feel like this is, you know, the director of Final Fantasy VII, the new remake series trilogy, has been like out there sort of talking about it. And it does seem like the timing is right. So the Switch versions, both of them are now out on Switch 2, Final Fantasy Remake and Rebirth. Hamaguchi-san has been like out there sort of talking about like, oh yeah, it's coming soon. And this next one is also going to be on Switch as well. So I just feel like this is the right time for them to like maybe share an initial teaser trailer and then just announce that it's on all three platforms as well.
Yeah, he's been doing so many interviews lately. And every time we get a quote, like it seems like he gets just a little bit more blunt about like, yeah, news on the game is coming soon.
Right.
So it does feel like it, like now is the right time for them to do it. And again, to what we were saying about why something might go in a State of Play or a Summer Game Fest, these games are now on every platform versus initially they were exclusive to PlayStation. So they need to get the word out to all of these other players. They're like, no, you can play this. You can buy and play this, and you should on your system. And there was a big reveal for Rebirth a couple years ago in Summer Game Fest. So they already have that good connection with Jeff on these. And did you know that next year is the 40th anniversary of Final Fantasy?
Nice.
We talk about how Nintendo is not a company that builds a lot of game plans around anniversaries, but
in
the case of Square Enix, like, now that actually seems like something they could do.
Maybe
the game gets revealed in Summer Game Fest and it's like, all right, it's coming out in, I don't know, like the first half of 2027.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That sounds great. And I would frankly be super excited about that.
I need to play this third game. I need to know how this ridiculous story wraps up because the ending of the second game.
Well, you could dust off your PlayStation and find out. But yes, this is a very different interpretation of that story.
We are in a different timeline now. So,
oh my gosh. How long have we been on this path of these remakes? It feels like extremely, we got to be into the double digits perhaps since they first started talking about it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but we've played the first game in 2020, right? So
yeah,
literally 7 years of Final Fantasy
VII.
It's been
a very long road.
Well, yeah, it's been a long road. Okay, next. We were hinting at this. Another company that is very much a supporter of Summer Game Fest and anything else Jeff Keighley does is Capcom. They have revealed so many things at either TGA, Summer Game Fest, at Gamescom. So last year they revealed Resident Evil Requiem at Summer Game Fest. That was like the big, like, linchpin announcement. Was that a closer? Something
and
like that.
And then they revealed Leon at the Game Awards.
The Game Awards,
It's like Jeff gets this stuff.
He gets
from Capcom. And you know, Capcom's had such a great run of game releases. There is one more game that they do have announced that kind of needs to get some structure in terms of like, when is this coming out? What other features are like, what is the content of it? And that's the new Onimusha game.
Right.
So
right.
that seems like a very reasonable thing because I think they had said that that game is coming this year, but again, there's no specific date. This is the perfect time to give us some new trailer, some new glimpse at it and say, and it's coming out on whatever the day might be. That feels like that would make a lot of sense intuitively.
Yeah, they might reveal some new gameplay as well. We played this game last time.
Yeah, we played it last year. It was great.
Right? Gamescom. Yep. So it's been a little while since we've seen an update on this. So we'd love to see like some new gameplay, some new whatever features they want to reveal, plus the launch date, which makes total sense, especially if this is coming out like, you know, September holiday timeframe. So that makes sense timing-wise.
Now we found out Resident Evil was coming to a Switch 2. We found out Pragmata was coming to a Switch 2. Could Onimusha come to a Switch 2?
Ooh! Capcom is good at these ports.
That would be a nice little bonus day and date. To that. Yes.
They would keep their track record of day and date, which would be amazing, right?
Yeah. So the other big thing that Capcom had in the last Game Awards was this new Mega Man game.
Right, and that was a big reveal.
That game at the time felt like, oh my gosh, we're so far away from that. Like, it's going to be a little while until we see anything more from that. And I don't know. I could kind of go either way on whether we see something at that, but that is important to remember of just like, what are the other games that Capcom has out there that are announced that have this track record with Jeff? They did that whole, that was such a cool, like involved
the orchestra
reveal.
Maybe and then the whole thing. Yeah.
Maybe there's some new piece of information about this new Mega Man game that would be really cool. And who knows? Maybe they have new games that they would like to unveil.
Reveal.
Because, again, Capcom has this down to a science of, like, announce a game at Summer Game Fest. We're in all of the other events. We have a big culminating thing at the Game Awards, and it's out in Q1 early. They have these great string of Q1 releases.
That's true. And then if you're going to release a game in Q1, you're going to have to start talking about it now.
Right.
This is the perfect time to reveal it so that you have time the rest of the year to like dole out more information. Maybe you have the launch date at the Game Awards or have something else at Gamescom in August, Game Awards in December, game comes out, you know, March timeframe, which is their like playbook. It's predictable, but guess what? It works.
It works.
It just works well for them. And it just don't rock the boat. You know what I mean? Like, if it works, just do it. This all makes complete sense. And yeah, I'm, you know, there could be like other reveals, like the Monster Hunter Wilds. Does that come in a Switch? Like, there's like all those other kind of like little things. Even if it's not a new game, are they bringing things over to other platforms? Like, that's something that could also be in the Capcom reveal section of Summer Game Fest.
So another big recent Jeff Keighley announcement was The Witcher 4. And it seems that game seems like it's really far out.
It is.
I'm not sure we're necessarily getting an update on that. But CD Projekt did just say, hey, we're doing a new expansion for Witcher 3, Songs of the Past. That was kind of a surprise announcement that came out really recently. And that was a bit of a drier announcement. They were just like, yeah, we're doing it. It was very factual. Seems like maybe we get a first look at it in some sort of a trailer here. I think they first announced it in some sort of financial disclosure. So now it's like, all right, now for the fans, we're going to give you an actual proper first look. And again, there is that Jeff Keighley connection there, which makes it a little bit more plausible. It's been a while since we got a game from NetherRealm. They had a Mortal Kombat game a few years ago. And remember, like, there have been a lot of Mortal Kombat games in Jeff Keighley's showcases. Looking at like what people expect out of them, it actually might not be a new Mortal Kombat game, but maybe Injustice 3, which is their DC series.
Interesting.
That they do. People seem to think like, all right, that's probably what's going to be next from them. But again, just like looking at the Jeff Keighley connection, and that is a studio that is pretty regular in terms of when they reveal and release games. That's one that if that was there, I would not be shocked either.
Yeah, very true.
Another game that has been talked about a lot recently, because I guess there have been some leaks or potential leaks around it, is Persona 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been looking around, there's been stuff out there. And Atlus has done things with Jeff Keighley before, Metaphor ReFantazio, around the time that was coming out.
Right.
Like, that was a game that Jeff was really pushing hard. We are not the biggest Persona fans out there. So we kind of looked into our community and what other people were saying who are much more plugged into Persona. And a lot of people were saying, like, yeah, it would actually be a little unusual for them to reveal Persona 6 now. So, you know, we believe these people who are much more informed about the series. So that kind of leads us to think, like, well, maybe now is not the time, even though this is leaking, which might seem like something is imminent. It might be a little bit unexpected if we actually get a full reveal for that game now, even though it's been making the rounds. So those are just a couple of the things that we kind of have our eye on going into the show. And again, like, who knows? There's so many showcases. Maybe one of these things does end up in a state of play. There's the Xbox showcase. There's all these other things.
Right.
But Jeff is in a great position to get a lot of these announcements now is the truth.
Yeah, it's very true. And people want to be there. You know, these publishers want to be there. They want to reach this huge audience that Jeff has culminated for his shows. I'm sure there's going to be surprises as well. You know, there's always something that no one expected to show up, and there's going to be some, I'm sure, you know, within a 3-hour show, there's got to be.
There's going to be so much stuff that you literally could not remember everything there.
Oh, that's the truth too.
That's always what happens.
Every time you get trailer barrage and you're like, oh my gosh, what was the last thing that I saw? You remember like the last 3 announcements, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But yes, everyone should strap on in because it is announcement season, so yeah, we're getting a lot this week, starting with tomorrow's State of Play. We are going to be doing an instant reaction to Summer Game Fest on Friday evening, so definitely stay tuned for that. We're going to be at Summer Game Fest as well. We have an upcoming vlog of us going to LA for Summer Game Fest, so just a lot of stuff happening for us, which is exciting around all of these announcements. So hopefully you guys stay tuned to the channel because there'll be lots more new videos around
this. Should be fun.
Okay. Do you have predictions? What are you hoping for? Let us know in the comments and we'll see you guys later.
Bye.